few are prepared to make an enemy of the man who may one day be their king. He is known to have strangled one girl when she declared she was pregnant by him. It was never proved, of course, but everybody knows.
Sounds a pleasant chap. What does he do for a hobby, poison wells?
Don't underestimate his support. He's quite popular among the guards and men-at-arms due to his undoubted martial prowess. They tend not to hear the rumors about his other exploits. And as the eldest son, and your father's acknowledged favorite, he's always commanded quite a large following at court.
Could he have killed King Malcolm?
It's possible, I suppose. If your father had threatened to disinherit him because of his behavior, I could see Louis striking back at him in a rage. But poison... no, that's not Louis's style. Now then, your younger brother is Prince Dominic. He inherited water magic by his blood, but he's never made much use of it in public. He's the quiet, thoughtful one of the family, and has an unhealthy interest in sorcery. He's had many teachers, and is rumored to be something of an adept, though again, he's shown little sign of this in public. Dominic has always been a very private person. He's also somewhat, strange.
Strange? That's one way of putting it.
How would you put it?
He's barking mad, and dangerous with it.
Like his brother Louis, Dominic also has a following at court. Dominic is married to the Lady Elizabeth, a very ambitious woman. She helped to build Dominic's following through a series of well-thought-out political deals. Many of us believe Dominic and Elizabeth to be the prime suspects in your father's murder, though it must be said that so far no proof has been found to lay at their door.
How do I feel about my brothers? Are we close?
Hardly. In Redheart, inheritance of the throne is rather a complicated matter. In most countries, the crown goes to the eldest son, and any other sons get nothing. But here, the king chooses which of his sons he considers to be most fit, and that son inherits the crown. This is a throwback to the days of inbreeding, when many eldest sons simply weren't suitable. The dangers of that time are mostly past now, but the law and custom remain. However, if your father had made a choice, it remains unknown. The will has vanished without a trace. Since Louis is no longer the favored son, all three of you now have an equally valid claim to the throne. Neither you nor Dominic care much for Louis. He is arrogant and brash, and has always used his position as favorite to lord it over both of you. He, in turn, despises Dominic as a weakling for spending most of his time as a scholar rather than a warrior, and considers you a fool for letting your emotions get the better of you. You detest Dominic, not least because of his choice of wife. The Lady Elizabeth was once close to you, until Dominic won her away.
Oh, tricky. Do I have any friends at court?
Not really. Most of your followers were sent with you into internal exile, and for the most part, they've chosen to remain there until the succession is decided. But Dominic and Louis are also finding themselves more isolated than usual for the same reason. No one wants to be remembered as having backed the losing side.
Jordan rode for a while in silence, sorting out the new information as best he could. It was fine as far as it went, but it wasn't what he needed. If he was going to pass off this impression successfully, he was going to have to know not just the facts of Prince Victor's background, but also the secrets and motivations that underlay those facts. And interesting though Victor's family background was, there was still a great deal he wasn't being told.
Victor's been in internal exile for 4 years. What exactly did he do that warranted such extreme punishment? I mean, you've already told me that Louis once strangled a young woman of nobility and got away with it.
Argent and Roderick looked at each other. Sir Gawain stared at the road ahead.
Forgive me, Jordan. Of course you need to know. It's just not something we normally talk about. In fact, we seem to have spent most of the last 4 years using every bit of influence we had to keep the truth of what really happened from ever coming out. Prince Victor has always been one for the ladies. However, unlike Louis, Victor was normally sensible enough to limit his wandering eye to the servant classes. Such assignations may be deplorable, but they're of no real importance. But, as I said earlier, Prince Victor somehow became involved with the Lady Elizabeth, at a time when she was officially betrothed to Prince Dominic. How they kept it a secret for so long in a court noted for its love of gossip is beyond me. But of course it couldn't last, and eventually Dominic found out. And that was when the tempers really began to fly. The Lady Elizabeth is a charming, beautiful young woman from an impeccable family background. Unfortunately, she is very aware of her assets and uses them exceedingly well to broker influence. She delighted in playing the two brothers off against each other, possibly to determine which would make the better husband, but more likely just because she enjoyed it. Victor and Dominic were on the point of a formal duel when the king finally discovered what was going on and stepped in to put an end to it. He called all the parties before him in a private session and apparently demanded that the Lady Elizabeth make her choice there and then. She chose Dominic. For a time, nothing happened. Victor shut himself in his quarters and refused to speak to anyone, even Darwin. We were all very worried about him. Victor had never been one for brooding. When he was angry, he spoke his mind and let the sparks fall where they would. His continued silence was disturbing. Meanwhile, Dominic and Elizabeth made the preparations for their marriage. The invitations went out, gifts began to arrive. Everything seemed perfectly normal. What happened next isn't entirely clear. The full facts were only ever discussed with the king behind closed doors, and Victor still won't talk about it. What is clear is that Victor tried to murder Dominic. He almost succeeded. From all accounts, the king was frantic when he found out. A formal duel was one thing. That at least was honorable, if not strictly proper. But murder? To attempt to strike down one's own brother by stealth and treachery? To steal his fiancée? King Malcolm couldn't put Victor on trial. If he had, the whole story would inevitably have come out, and the royal family would have been brought into disrepute. Malcolm was always very conscious of the family honor. But if he couldn't try Victor, he couldn't let him go unpunished either. And he certainly couldn't have Dominic and Victor living under the same roof any longer. Indefinite internal exile was the compromise he came up with, and it worked well enough.
I was right the first time. I am playing the villain.
Victor was betrayed by a woman who said she loved him, and save your sympathy for Dominic until you've met him. There were demons in the Darkwood that had more humanity in them than Prince Dominic.
Jordan shook his head tiredly. Just when he thought he was getting the hang of the characters of this new role, he kept changing.
All right, that's his family and his ex-love. Anyone else I need to know about?
The Lady Heather Tawney, Victor's present love.
What's she like?
A very forceful lady.
Forceful? That's one way of putting it, I suppose.
Victor met her in Kahalimar. She comes from an old, though fairly minor, noble family, and she's linked her star very firmly to Victor's. She was one of the very few people who followed Victor back to court. The two of them are practically inseparable, and there's no doubt Victor sees her as his main support in these troubled times.
In other words, don't upset her. If she were to turn against us, Victor would throw us to the wolves without a second thought. Heather's agreed to the impersonation. We couldn't do it without her cooperation. But watch your ass, Jordan. Her loyalties are strictly to Victor himself.
Oh, great. Just great. Isn't there anybody in this conspiracy I can trust?
Not a damned one, Jordan. Now you're starting to think like a prince.
Jordan decided not to ask any more questions for a while. The answers were getting too depressing.
Blood and Honor is continued on the next CD.